Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Thank you so much, Joan. Yeah, thank you so much, worship team. Okay, Esther and group, let's give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. Yes, thank you so much. Esther led the service, she led praise and worship. Amen. So let's, in a special way, appreciate her for that. Glory be to God. By the way, as we sang, I kept hearing a certain voice. Was it an alto or any? Was it alto or with tenor? Any, whatever it is. And it was making a certain song beautiful. So I looked around. I was like, who could be singing that? So I thought it was Glory. Okay? But because I'm a musician, I investigated further. Then I saw Robin was doing the projecting of the lyrics as she was singing. And I knew that that was her. Glory be to God. Yes. So Robin, thank you so much. Amen. Yes, you need to put those voices in the songs. And when that is done, they should be made what? Audible. They should be heard. Glory be to God. If we can't hear them here, even God is not hearing them. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, but worship team, thank you so very much. Hallelujah. Amen? Good to see all of you. I hope you'll be blessed today. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Anne said that she hasn't been here in quite a bit. Where is she? Where's your wife? Okay, where's Bob? Okay, yeah. But I saw her like 2 Sundays ago. Anyway, hallelujah. Welcome back from from the church you went to. Yeah, on Christmas, last year, Christmas 25th, I visited the church. It was a great opportunity because we're not having a service here. So I visited a certain church. And the pastor is a good man, and you know. And yeah, I went excited, you know, going to have a great time. The worship was just a big joke. I was like, how can a pastor allow the, you know, I was like, anyway. But God redeemed the day, okay, because when I finished the service, I think I found a message from Sam telling me that he was around my home, Sam family. He had gone to visit a cousin somewhere near where we stay. So I called him up. I was like, where are you? Then he directed me. So he told me they were having lunch. I was like, should I come? He said, you come. Man, that food, eh? Okay? Even last week, this week, last week, because today is Sunday. I think on Friday or Thursday, I was telling my wife about it. That food, it was too good. So I knew God was like, okay, the service went bad, but man, that now, in fact, we have begun making arrangements with that family, okay, so that they do it again. Hallelujah. Okay, we talked to some guy in the UK to call her, and it seems like it's going to be done again. Yeah, man, that food, you guys. Every food, the chicken, the chapati, the rice, the beef, the matoke, the groundnuts, it was spot on. Hallelujah. Then so they wanted to see my home, so I drove them real quick. Yeah, then I came back with Madame, with my wife. I was like, you come. Yeah, so she had a great time there also, isn't it? Yeah, the children had gone to the village, so yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, so my lunch, Christmas, you don't worry about me. I'm already making plans. Hallelujah. Yes, so yeah, sometimes, yeah, it can be disappointing. Yeah, Yeah, but not all churches are like that. There's very many wonderful places, okay? Yeah, very many wonderful places. You just pray that you're led to a good one, amen, where you'll be blessed on that day. Glory be to God. Yeah, so we are going to continue talking about excelling in the grace of giving. Hallelujah. Okay, that which we talked about last Sunday is that which we are going to talk about again. Hallelujah. Excelling in the what? Grace of giving. Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Okay, today I'm going to read only from the NIV. So it begins by saying that, and now, brothers and sisters, we, Paul and his group, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Okay? So these Christians were extremely poor. But they were Christians, Bambi, and they were extremely poor. Okay? But it says that their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. Okay? This service was the giving of help to saints in Jerusalem. Okay? So the poor people in Corinth, the poor Christians in Corinth, pleaded. They're like, we also want to do what? To give to our brothers and sisters in Judea, in Jerusalem. And it says that they exceeded our expectations. How? They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. So we urged Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this grace on your part. You see, the Corinthians had promised. In fact, it says that they were the first to promise, okay, to pledge that we're going to do what? We're going to give. So now Paul is here saying that I've sent Titus, okay, so that he may bring to completion this act of grace on your part. Basically, to fulfill your what? Their pledge or pledges. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. I hope there's no one here who goes for wedding meetings and you pledge, you pledge a big amount, then they clap for you, and then they never see you again. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah. And then years later, they know you. Okay? The people who are in that wedding meeting know you as man, this man who gave this amount. Okay? And it's only two people who know that man, you are Emufele, the bride and the groom, because they're the only ones who know that man. Eh? This guy, this fool, was just lying. Please don't do those things. Hallelujah. Okay? Personally, I never pledge. Rarely do I pledge. Okay? I just give the money. So I'll wait until I get the money I want to give. And then I do what? I give it. Okay? Now, the few times I pledge, or the few times I have pledged, I do it when I know I am certain. Either I have the money, or I'm certain I'm going to get it. Glory be to God. Amen? So, be slow in making what? But hey, do you know that you don't have to pledge? You can just sit in a meeting. But when you know that for me, next week, I'm going to come back with what? You don't have to pledge. Hallelujah. But you can pledge if you want. So please don't misunderstand me. Glory be to God. Of course, pledging at times helps the planning process. Okay? Especially when they know you that you're not a mufele. They can say, oh, Mark pledged 300,000. Then they plan. Because Bamumani, he has a reputation of fulfilling his word. So they know that for sure 300,000 is coming, and they plan accordingly. So pledging helps, all right? But please, glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I remember when we were in Zoe, before it became a cult, there was buying a tent, remember? Yeah? Any those of you who are there, a tent, some monies, I don't know how much it was. Yeah, so people were asked to what? To pledge, all right? And for me, I was like, I won't pledge. Like, I don't have to pledge, you know? When I get the money and I feel it should go there, I will what? Yeah, I want. Then, in fact, one day, I said it here, okay? Before the Exodus, before things went bad. I told you, chaps, that for me, I haven't pledged. Then I saw some people looking at me like, you know, you could see, man, I had messed them up, and it was like, you know, hey, hallelujah. Yeah, then a few weeks or months later, okay, people realized that what? They had hammered them on the what? On the head. Okay? Yeah, and for me, I hadn't lost what? Nothing. Glory be to God. Amen? That tent never what? Never happened. And it was being put on someone's personal account. Okay? Like now, we have a land fund here. Then if money is being put on my account, okay? I put a bank account that is profit. Okay? You know, that should have been a clue that, please wait. Wait until we rectify this issue. Money can't, money for a church, you know, a tent, cannot be going to what? Someone's personal account. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. That's why ours is not in my account, and I'm not a signatory. Am I? No, I'm not. But I think the bank will need my what? If there's in future they're going to withdraw to buy the land, then I think they will need my authorization, isn't it? No. Very good. Hallelujah. Very, very what? Very, very good. This morning, one of my sisters sent us on a group. By the way, these things are just coming in my head. There's an estate at some island in Lake Victoria. Okay, an estate, ku island. All right, so she's like, an acre is going at $30,000. That is 100 m, an acre. Okay, that's a very good deal. Okay, an acre. Okay, but at first, I didn't see an island. I just seen Entebbe. And I was like, an acre of land in Entebbe is going at 100, because that's equivalent of 100 m, isn't it? And that's a very good deal. So I was beginning to see where this money can come from. You know, like, because what? Okay, the place can be far now, but in 2 years it won't be far. Then later I read, Heriko Island. That's when I what? Yeah, I was like, Kati. But I was like, sharp guy. You see, right now you might not see the value of land on an island. Okay? But one day, 7 years down the road, when they are telling you what is happening on islands, how bazungus are looking for land called island. Okay, you recall, you know, eh? Yes. When people are now building a mine, you know, on islands, and you had an opportunity to buy an acre at a giveaway price. Glory be to God. Bob is looking at me like, please send me those what? But for me, I was thinking that, now island. When you want to go and check if your land will still exist, you have to get on a boat. I was like, But I was like, you know, yeah. But people like Flora can be like, man, you know, island. Hallelujah. You see those things you see on TV? Houses on, you know, Now there's an acre. But it is an estate. Remember, estate. So that's going to be an organized place. Estate, Ku Island. Glory be to God. Yeah, hallelujah. So, these guys pleaded with us for the privilege of what? Sharing. Okay? And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. So we asked Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this grace on your part. Verse 7, okay? Verse 7 says what? He says, but since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Hallelujah. Excel in the grace of giving. Like the poor Corinthians, they excelled, but they were poor, but they excelled in giving. So even the poor can give. Hallelujah. All right? And the rich shouldn't tip. Okay? The rich shouldn't do what? If you can afford 1 acre on the island, that's 30,000, you know. You shouldn't be seen like in a church you're at when you give 5,000 shillings. Okay, there, you're not excelling. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah, excel in this grace of what? Giving. All of us should. Okay? I should, you should, we all should excel in the grace of giving. Because the Bible says so. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, like I said last Sunday, when God gives us an instruction, when God tells us something to do, he means well. He has good plans for us if we obey him. Glory be to God. Okay? So after Paul had told the Corinthians to excel in the grace of giving, he told them what will result. Something good will come out of it. Glory be to God. Something good will do what? Will come. But I always remember that. Okay, God is not a sadist. Okay, God doesn't give you an instruction so that you can get in trouble. Then he sits under a tree and laughs, man. When he's like, ha, you know, You know those games, Especially played by kids or young ones, people where they trick one of their own into something, then that person lands in trouble, and man, okay? Hallelujah. God is not like that. Whenever God tells you something to do, it is going to turn out for your good, okay? And by the way, if you don't do it, okay, it might turn out for your bad. You're not doing it might turn out for your bad. Okay? Not always, but sometimes it might turn out for your bad. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother, is that correct English? Turning out for your bad. I know there is turning out for your good. That is correct. Eh? Mark, is there something like turning out for your bad? It should be, but I think it's not. Because if there's turning out for your good, then you're also turning out for your bad. Eh? Isn't it? Yeah, but you see, this English language is very fake, man. No, it's the truth. A word has the same spelling, huh? But it is pronounced differently depending on what you're referring to. Isn't that a fake language? I'm telling you, a word, same spelling. You've met those words. Same spelling. But depending on what you're referring to, then the pronunciation changes. Isn't that a fake language? Hallelujah. Yeah, but here we are. It is what we have to use. Glory be to God. So anyway, after Paul has given them, has encouraged them to excel in the grace of giving, he tells them the good that is going to come out of it. Glory be to God. Okay? We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, okay? A chapter thereafter. And, beginning from verse 6, okay? He tells them that, remember this, as you plan to give, you're going to excel in giving or not, he said, but remember this, whoever sows sparingly, whoever doesn't excel in giving, okay, whether that person is rich or poor, okay, that person will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Okay? Then it says, therefore, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Okay? And do so not reluctantly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. You decide what you want to give. If you want to give sparingly, that's up to you. You sort the matter in your heart. But remember this, you also reap sparingly. Okay? Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, 38, that give and it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men put in your bosom. Then he says that with the measure that you give, okay, it is in that measure that it shall be given back to you. Glory be to God. Okay, the same thing as here. Okay, if you sow sparingly, you also reap sparingly. Okay, if you sow bountifully, okay, you also reap bountifully or generously. Glory be to God. Verse 8, okay, says that God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Glory be to God. Okay? He's writing to give and say that God is able to bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. So that in all things, okay, in all things that that God wants you to be a part of, okay? Of course, it doesn't mean really all, that everything you have, you'll have to give into it. A corny man comes, give, then you understand, a witch doctor, you know, okay? Some stupid relative just wants money from you, but you know he's going to drink, he's going to waste it. So in all things, so you give in all, no, that's not what it means. Okay, it means in all things that God would want you to be a part of. Hallelujah. So he said God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, so you have what will take care of you, but you also have more left that helps you to abound in every good work. Okay? You have more that enables you to continue being generous. Glory be to God. Okay? This is a result of those who are willing to excel in the grace of giving. Glory be to God. God will bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Okay? Then he says the same thing in other words, in verse 9. Okay, he says that as it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Okay, so these people, this person has given, okay, and God blesses him back, okay, and that enables him to continue doing what is right, to continue being generous. That is what righteousness here is referring to. Righteousness is right doing. Glory be to God. So this person, this person has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. Okay? But he's continuing to do good. Why? Because God gave him more back. Hallelujah. Okay? And when he gave him more, he didn't consume it all on himself. Glory be to God. He didn't get all the money and went to the island and bought all the what? All the acres. The entire estate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Then in verse 10, he says the same thing in other words. He says that now he, God, okay, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of seed. Okay? Seed is for sowing. So he's talking about giving. Okay, so when you give, God will give you more seed to give. Hallelujah. He'll give you more seed to do what? To give. Okay? He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You have many good things that you're doing with your giving, with your seed. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. One of the reasons why a good number of Christians don't have money, okay, is because they are not givers. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? According to this, by the way. Okay? Because God can't give you a harvest of seed. Because no bwaziku kwa sawati ogenda kuduka ogende ku island. Okay? And God didn't want you to go on the island. First of all, he's seeing you might die as you're in the boat. Going to meet the broker. You understand? Huh? Hallelujah. God might even know that man, that land has issues. Has what? Issues. Okay? You're going to lose your $30,000. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that not all the money that God gives you is yours. It is not always that all the money he gives you is always for you to spend on your own, on yourself. Okay? Glory be to God. Some of it is seed. It is to be given away. Hallelujah. Okay? And there are times when he will even give you a lot of money and none of it is yours. A lot of money. And none of it is yours. Okay? The only amount that is yours is transport. Okay? To take it to where I want. To take it to the owner. Transport. And maybe also tithe. You know, eh? You know, tithe, whatever. Transport. Or, what are they called? Transaction fees. But you guys, please. If you owe someone money, 50,000, when you're paying them, please don't send 50,000. And sometimes you do it, but you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. Sometimes maybe it eludes you, or you're just ignorant of this, the way. Yeah, but please don't do that. You're cheating, and sometimes you know, but you just don't want to add that extra 3K, so that when someone withdraws, he withdraws 50K. Please don't do that. Okay? If you're paying someone for something, okay, that something is 50K, please don't send 50K. Okay? If you've told someone to buy you something or 50K, then you say, let me send you the manual. Please don't send 50,000. Okay? Especially if you're a pastor. Okay? Because as a pastor, you're like, let me take advantage. I know this person cannot what? Cannot say, Kati, pastor, please add 4,000. Okay? Okay, please don't do those things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't do what? God is in heaven, he's seeing you. Of course, even the person you've sent that, who you're trying to play, he's also seeing. And he's speaking to God. He's like, but God, this part, now look. So someone expect me to get my own money to, Okay, Christians, don't be thugs, amen? Don't be what? Don't be thugs. Hallelujah. Amen? God doesn't bless thieves. Okay? God doesn't do what? Bless thieves. Hallelujah. Okay? Verse 11. Paul says the same thing in other words. The same thing, what? That God is going to bless you, and with that, you will continue to be a blessing. Okay? When you give. Verse 11 says that you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. Hallelujah. God is in the business of enriching people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Does this sound like a prosperity gospel? It sounds that because it is that. But there's nothing wrong with what? Prosperity gospel. Okay? Of course, if it is preached with the right spirit. Hallelujah. And it is not telling people to give you, the preacher, money. Hallelujah. Okay? The Bible is full of prosperity. God told the Jews, if you obey me, I'll bless you. I'll prosper you. Glory be to God. Okay? You like, that is old, what? Now we are reading New Testament. Okay? God is telling people, I'll abundantly bless you. Hallelujah. I'll multiply your seed. I'll enrich you so that you may continue to be generous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. God wants to prosper people. God wants to bless. Now, that doesn't mean that God is going to give everyone an acre on the island. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, I'm not saying that God is going to give everyone $30,000 to get an acre or $60,000 to get 2 acres. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is what the Bible is saying. God will bless you. How and with how much is going to be, I don't know. Okay, that is up to you and your who? And our God. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. God will bless you. Hallelujah. With what amounts, I don't know. It is up to him, you know. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Yes. Thank God I'm reading the Bible. Now, as you give, When you talk about excelling in the grace of giving, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't save money. You shouldn't save money, okay, to buy stuff for your children which will make them fat. Ice cream, okay. Years ago, when I was in the States for school, a certain classmate of mine invited me to their home, okay? She was going to visit. They're going to have Christmas as a family, okay? So she's like, do you want to go to and meet my family? And so I was like, because remember, Christmas, I'm going to be alone, and then someone is giving me food on the house, okay? And so I say, yeah, of course, you know. So anyway, yeah. Anyway, we reached there, we ate. I was the only man, black guy in the house. In fact, there was a young kid who was looking at me like, Bambi, a baby, eh? Like maybe 2 years or something. I think this is the first time, Bambi, the child was coming, you know, in contact with someone of a different race. Okay? Yeah. But Bambi, the people were very nice, eh? Okay? Those white guys. And so we had lunch, we ate. Yeah. Then a few, either an hour or 30 minutes after the food, I think he was like the father of the home, eh? Okay? He told me that now, Moses, you're going to see why we Americans are fat. Then they went, brought ice cream. Eh? He told me, you're going to see why we Americans are ice cream. You know, it baffles me when you see people who don't want what? Who want their children to be healthy and what? Eh? Okay. By the way, there's nothing wrong with eating ice cream. Please understand me. Yeah? You people, what? On Antunu, either going on Antunu, yes, Simani, what? Bruce, Antunu, either. Yeah. Yeah, but there's nothing, eh? Okay? You can buy ice cream once in a while. Okay? But also, your child won't die if you don't buy them, if you don't ever buy them ice cream. They won't die. Okay, mothers. And now, those ones who are already Bambi, overweight, be a good mother and just don't buy ice cream. You're not, because you're making things worse. And there you say you love your child. But your actions, okay, so you're just being emotional. Yeah? Emotional. You're going, oh, my, you know. Taking a Korean ice cream, he's going to feel bad. He won't like me. She wants what? To talk to me. Okay? But you see, how much is that ice cream? 8,000. Okay? There are some places I know where it is 30. So for you, where do you want? I'm joking. Okay? I'm joking. Whatever, what for me, I was joking. All right? You see, that 8,000, one time, it might turn out 80,000 per month on medication. 8,000. One day, because of that 8,000, you might be paying 80,000 every month on medication. You understand? So please be nice, eh? Okay? Be nice to your children, eh? Okay? But again, I hope you people don't misunderstand me, because there are people here who are in the habit of misunderstanding. But it is not a sin to buy ice cream, you know, to eat ice cream. I eat ice cream once in a while, you know? But there are some people who shouldn't, what? Eat it at all. Yeah, because already they are either they are sick or they are entering sickness because of overweight. They shouldn't. Okay? Already it is because of your parent that your child is overweight. And now you're making things worse. I'm telling you that 8,000, Okay, might get you to be looking for at least, by the way, 80,000 every month because of sickness that ice cream has caused. Abana mubavuga mu motoka, you drive them to the ice cream. They are called what? Upalas. Bari mu motoka. Then they eat all the junk. Then they crown it all with ice cream. Eat junk, unhealthy food. Crown it with ice cream. Then you know what they do after what? They again sit in the car. The calories are not being what? Burned. Drive them to their home, then they sit. And they're watching TV. As you get them evening tea, because there was lunch. evening tea with sugar, you know, Okay? And an hour later, because they have to eat quick dinner, quick, because tomorrow is school, dinner on the house. Like, you understand, First of all, that money you're using for all those things, okay? Some of it wasn't what? It was seed. It was someone's money. Someone, my God trusted you. In fact, he tested you. Test. Let me see if she will what? Okay? Send it to the owner. Yeah? And then you know what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to look in your eyes to see which people don't like me anymore. And especially looking at women. Because men, when you tell them to stop buying ice cream, they are like, Pastor, you're the best. Hallelujah. Because that is a sack of cement. The guy who's going to build to build a wall. Cement. Hallelujah. But mothers, be nice. Okay? Now, sometimes mothers are nice, but it is the fathers. Sometimes mothers are like, no, they have a strict budget. Go to it. Sometimes it is a what? The fathers. Hallelujah. Okay? But I'm warning you, Okay? Hallelujah. By the way, hypertension, diabetes in Uganda among kids, among children, it's on the increase. You know that, You've read this thing. It's on the increase. It's on the increase. Now, don't add your child in that what? In that increase. Okay? Don't do that. Be nice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that's, glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Very good. Hallelujah. There's something else I wanted to send. A very good what? Advice. But I don't know if I should send it or not. Should I? Hallelujah. Okay, you have a daughter. Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. Anyway, I should say, but it's very good. It's very good advice. Okay? Okay, if your daughter abstains from ice cream, okay, she will look good, okay, as she grows, you know, a young lady, she look beautiful, you know, as in, you know, okay? And there are four, okay? The chances that she'll get someone to marry her, you know, But now, if you mess her up with ice cream, I'm telling you, Yes, I think that's true. Been able to know how to marriage fellowship. Okay? Our girls. Glory be to God. Because as a parent, you would want your girl to get married one day, isn't it? Yeah. So one of the things you have to do is to take care of her, how she looks, her beauty. Women are supposed to look beautiful. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Women are supposed to what? Yes. If there's a woman who doesn't want to look beautiful, man, something wrong. She has a demon. Okay? Maybe that's a devil. It's a demon. And you need to visit Pastor Patrick Wandera. It's a demon. Women are supposed to look beautiful. Now I'm advising you, parents, one of the things you should do for your daughters. Because if you start them on that ice cream every Sunday, every Sunday, every public holiday, every whatever ice cream, they're going to get used to it as they grow up buying ice cream. And at a certain age, that won't be good. But they'll be craving because, remember, it's like a drug. So as they're growing up, young girls, you know, marriage age, what, ice cream. Okay? It might mess up the way they look. Then a guy sent from heaven might not see her. Okay? But the man was sent from heaven and she's supposed to be the one. Okay? Nyatamulava, why? Ice cream go amujira, you got what? Her addicted to. But I'm saying very serious things. Very what? Very serious things. This is profound wisdom. You one time will call me for the intro of your daughter. Okay? Zinganabiera bilanyebe nayogera. Then you'll be the Abanange Twebaza Pastor Moses. Pastor, you know, eh? The 20 they were not, wouldn't be here if it was for Pastor Moses. Kubanga and Zijukira 2023. He preached a sermon. I had never heard that sermon anywhere in the world. Okay? How to beautify our daughters. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. But this is very serious. I hope you understand that. I know there are some young girls here who are not liking this sermon because, okay, what they are hearing is that I'm telling their parents not to buy them. I hope Alada is not among those. Glory be to God. Okay? But this is very what? Serious. Hallelujah. Amen? So anyway, yeah, give, but it doesn't mean that don't save. Glory be to God. However, if you're saving, or when you save, don't save more than is right. Okay? Because that is not good. Hallelujah. Okay? God won't bless you for saving more than you're supposed to save. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24 says, one person gives freely. But that's a key word also. Freely. Giving freely. Hallelujah. Giving freely. By the way, you should, if you're single, quickly get into the habit of giving freely. Okay? Because when you get married, okay, if you are not already used to giving freely, okay, you might be helped not to give freely. You understand what I mean? The best way to get used to giving freely is what? Is when you're single. Because when you're single, all the money is yours. Glory be to God. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that if you get married when you're already a miser, when you're already not a giver, okay, most probably you're not going to change. Okay? Because you have a spouse who will tell you that the children need ice cream. And then because you're not a giver, you don't see anything wrong with wasting that money on ice cream instead of giving it to someone to buy. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying? Eh? Anyway, so one man gives freely, yet gains even more. Why? Because the Lord blesses him. Okay? Then another man withholds unduly. Unduly means more than what is right. Okay? And you know what happens? Okay? The Bible says it comes to poverty. So you're saving to grow rich. Saving to grow rich. But the opposite happens. You become broke. Hallelujah. or what you save doesn't do what you thought it would do for you. Glory be to God. Because by the time it accumulates to the amount that you want, inflation has already done what? Eaten it up. Inflation has what? Okay? The building material, the prices have gone up. And then you realize the money can't do what you wanted it to do. But if you had given some of it away, given, then God in some way would bless you so that building material, increase, inflation doesn't affect you. Hallelujah. Okay? So save, but please, don't save more than what? More than is right. Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? I remember a dream. In this dream, God told me, okay, that saving has never broken the back of poverty. Okay? Is it wrong to save? No. But saving on its own, saving without giving, has never taken anyone out of what? Poverty. Okay? Never. According to God. You know that dream, eh? I had it, I think, in 2011 or 2012. Okay? And in this dream, there was a surgeon, and I and Flora, okay, were assistants, okay? We're assisting the surgeon, and we're on table. Is it on table or at table? What do the doctors say? On table, eh? On table. Eh? Yeah. On table in the medical language, who means operating what? Yeah, the table. So we're there helping a surgeon. Yeah, and we're basically what we're doing, we're opening up chops and so I remember in the dream, I asked Flora that these people we are working on table, what are they suffering from? Okay? Then the response was, they are suffering from HIV. Okay? They have HIV. And by the way, the surgeon was a guy who some of you know, but in real life he's not a surgeon. Okay? But in the dream he was. Okay? He's called Danstan Chisule. How many people know him? One of the things, one of those why he's very popular is because he has a program or something like that, okay, called Why Save. And so he's in the business of encouraging Christians to save. They have an organization called Why, you know it? Why Save. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, why save, okay? Basically saying save, you know? That's what they're up to. So in this dream, he was the surgeon, all right? And we were helping him, okay? And apparently these people had HIV. And these people, they were coming to be killed because that was the only way of putting an end to the HIV. That was, killing them was the only remedy. You understand? Like, it was a strange dream, man. Okay? That was the only remedy, killing them. Because, you know, so they had come to be killed. So if they were not killed, okay, on table, they would go away disappointed. Because remember, they would still go away with HIV. Okay? Because in the dream, the only cure to the HIV, the only thing that could put an end to that HIV was death. Hallelujah. So anyway, we worked on some charts, worked on them, you know, we're opening them up, you know, like, yeah. Then at a certain point, this surgeon, Danstan, he failed to kill the people, to give them what they wanted. Okay? He failed to give them what they wanted. Okay? And I remember he took off his gloves, okay, and whatever the attire, you know, and he left the what? The theater. Okay, because he couldn't, like he failed. Okay? So when he goes out, there came in another chap. That one I couldn't identify him, okay? And you know, another surgeon. Okay, for him, the way he was killing guys, the people with HIV who had come to be killed because that's the only way to put an end to the HIV. Okay? Mariam's mother is looking at me like this. Like, man, binongaka divikaye. Okay? Now, this guy, the way, apparently, he was now better than Dunstan. In fact, for him, people, the HIV patients had to die. Basically, they had to get what they had come for. And the way he did it, or the way we were doing it with him, we would put these patients on the table and then, you know, like, you know, break their backs. You know, the back, you know, eh? Breaking backs. And that one was working on everyone. Hallelujah. Okay? So he was achieving what Dunstan Chisuli, okay, failed to achieve, to kill chaps who had HIV. Okay? Yes, this guy, this one was not failing. It was working. Glory be to God. Okay? Anyway, so then the dream will continue. And then I woke up. Okay? When I woke up, the dream was, man, it was bizarre, you know, eh? But somehow, in my spirit, I knew that this was a dream from heaven. Okay? The things which I dream, and automatically I know this is fake, as in don't even try to disturb anyone. What? Yeah, just know it, just, you know, eh? Okay? And, but this one, even if it had all those things, killing people, why? Just imagine if a Christian, you dream you're killing a band. This way you just say, man, I had a nightmare, you know, eh? Overstanding, I think, what? You would fast the death for that, you cancel, what? You know, eh? But I had the sense to know that, no, this dream was from heaven. Okay? So I tried finding out the meaning. I failed. And then sometime in the day, later in the day, okay, in an instant, the interpretation came. Hallelujah. And God was, first of all, he reminded me of a certain preacher called Mike Murdock, okay, who always preached of how he broke the back of poverty. And the moment I remember that thing, breaking the back, the meaning of the dream, what? Came. Just with that thing. God will always, or oftentimes, he will use things in your dream that you, if you're serious, you will relate to. Okay? Rarely will he give you a dream which is yours, okay? And you can't get, you understand? Very often, okay? He will put there something which he knows you will get. Okay? So for me, after the entire day, I'd failed to get the interpretation. I sat at my office as a chef, 2012. Okay? Sat there, but my head, I'm trying to crack a dream, man. Failed. Okay? Left. Okay? Got into a taxi. I think that time I was going for fellowship, Zoe. It was a Tuesday, I think. Okay? Got into a taxi from the chef, you know. Then around Kira Road Police Station, Dimu Tax, that's when that thing breaking the back of poverty. Glory be to God. And in the taxi is when I get what? The interpretation. By the way, you people who don't use what? Eh. I'm not going to say that you're missing a lot of what? Like interpretation. But you're missing a lot of kabozi. Current affairs in Uganda, info is in taxis. taxes, then things which are happening with Abantu Bawansi. That info is in taxes. Glory be to God. You don't know what you're missing. Dennis, when was that time you were taxed? You don't know what you're missing. So you think you know what's happening in Uganda because of newspapers. You don't know. The people who know what is happening in this country, that you'll find out who owns that building. You find that whatever in a taxi. They'll tell you now, Echochamuhoz. Eh? Then they will show you those apartments there. They tell you, Janet. You won't find those things in what? Newspapers. Newspapers are not supposed to write what? The truth about what? Those things. That those. It is in taxes. That's when you find out who owns what. Hallelujah. Okay? So anyway, I remembered Mike Murdoch. How is he? Anyway, Mike Murdoch used to preach, and he still does, I think, that he broke the back of poverty by giving. Glory be to God. Okay? So remember, the first guy is Dunstan, who teaches saving. Okay? Okay? He failed to give people what they wanted, an end to HIV. The guy who breaks backs, for him, man, things are working. So saving wasn't working. Okay? It is giving that was working. Okay? Okay? So I inquired, why HIV? Why, God, did you use HIV? And then God was like, yeah, because in this day and age, okay, back then, HIV didn't have any cure. Okay? Does it have now? I read that there's something that is coming up by 20-something. Anyway, I don't know. Okay? Know what? And the only way someone's HIV can come to an end is when they die. Okay? Is when they what? They die. So God told me that that is the same thing with poverty. Okay? HIV is like poverty. Saving cannot kill poverty. Saving cannot what? Yeah. The only thing that can kill poverty is what? Giving. Any? You understand? Okay? So God was saying the only thing can put to... Anyway, that's why in the dream, he uses death. The only thing that can put poverty to death, okay? Poverty, this, you know, is giving. Okay? Hallelujah. Mike Murdoch says that he broke the back of poverty by giving. And in the dream, God was showing me that, yeah, saving doesn't work. Saving on its own, again, saving is not evil. Because, look, he says, okay, one man gives free again, then another, you know. So he's not against what? Saving. Eh? But he's against saving more than what is right. Okay? What you should be giving away, you save it. Because you're like, if I give, umfunilawa. But if I save, sentezange, unzilabako. Sentezange, unzikolaji, unzilabako, ziliaho. Okay, but when you give, man, you are minus whatever amount you've given. Okay? So, the wisdom of the world is save all you can. Okay? Save all you can all you what? Jira, what's that? Save all you can all you, anyway.
Get what you can what you get, and then sit on your can.
Get what you can, eh? Can what you get, and then we sit on the can. Okay? Hallelujah. And, but you understand, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Serving on its own. You know, like we get maids at home, you know, then you get to know that they are, every money you give them, they then when they accumulate like 1M, and now they feel, man, they have money. they feel rich when then they what they say, I'm leaving. Because Kitbala, Babari, you man, they're like, they see themselves as Bill Gates, one man. Remember, she came to the village, even sent her transport. So all of a sudden, month one, that amount, month two, then all of a sudden they realize, man, I can start a business. Then Bambi, they go. Then 4 months later, they're looking for a job. Then they call you, Mama Elizabeth, can I come back? Because Bambi, they didn't know how to use the money. They, you know, about failing, you know. There are people who are always waiting for that money you have saved. Hallelujah. There are people who know your age. They are waiting for you to clock 45. Because they know 20% NSSF. They are waiting to come and give you a deal. Eh? Like, they are waiting. And all your savings will just, what? Before you know it, they are switching off their phones. After you've handed over the money. Hallelujah. Anyway, please, especially young people, okay? And so those maids save, but they're never giving. They're never doing what? They're never giving. So they think, man, I'm going to become rich. Every money I get, I keep it. Every money I save it, I save. What? So that when it gets to 700,000, I'm going to open up a boutique. Boutiques in Uganda, as if we say boutique. Boutique, boutique, boutique. Okay? Boutiques, saloons, bars. Ugandans, I'm told, are number 5 or number 4 in drinking in the whole world. Mark, what is it? What? Okay? In Africa, we are number 1, isn't it? Africa, drinking. Drinking, number 1. Ugandans. Okay? In the world, I think they're number 4. Mukunuo mwenge. Mukunuo mwenge. Bars are always, you know, pay attention when you're on the road. Bars are opening every now and again. You understand? Eh? Hey. Hallelujah. Nigeria, that road, Nigeria Chiwatwe, is full of bars. Now it is full. Now it has begun on Kiraburindo. You know, bars. Mwingi, mwingi. Then there are those who cannot afford those bars. Okay? But so there's also something for them. You know, there's always something for everyone who wants whatever they want. Okay? Uganda's number 4 in the whole world. I think Germany is number 1. Then number 2. Anyway, okunua mwenge. You know? But where was I? Where was I? Yeah, but how did I get into Mwenge? Where was I? Ah, boutiques. Boutiques. If it's a something, I look at these boutiques. I think the Abakazi is on now. Boutiques. You even wonder, who taught them that word? Because that word is a serious word. When you look at what they're calling boutiques, the Bazungus will just come here and laugh when they look at these boutiques. But in a boutiques, sometimes I look at these boutiques, how do these people make money? And they increase every day. It's like it is the only business. Saloons. Now immorality has what? Katwario spas. Buri nyumba, every bungalow is being turned into what? And I was told, man, what's happening there? It's real, like, prostitution. So there's a friend of mine, remember? Like on Friday, you met me with some guy who has bought some, and he has stuff in what? Kulambilo, he has bought, anyway, the guy is doing well. So he has 2 houses, which he has just bought, and then, anyway, you know, Then I told him, Katigwe, please, okay? Never turn one of those houses into a spa. I was like, you're going to come and be given an idea that man will go to the nyumba yonojifu la spa. Now, these are the things, man. Spas are Everywhere now it's a thing. Why? Because they're making money, but it is evil money, man. Very evil money. Very what? Evil money. There's a place, you know, yeah, Pasteur Road, you know, before you turn off to our place in Isasa. There's a place which just who came up like 2 or 3 years ago, okay? But I was surprised immediately after it opens up, man. The cars you find there in the evening park. And when I saw that, I was like, something wrong must be happening inside here. Okay? But one of the things that really got me to know that something wrong is happening there is by just the name of the place. Okay? Well, sometimes you don't have to be so deep to what? Well, you know, the name of the place. Do you know what it's called? It's called Checkmate. That alone just shows definitely something wrong is happening. Okay? Then I learned that, man, what is happening, again, you've been to be a spas, massage, what, evil. Man, it's like all the cars in Bulindo and Sasa, they're all there. You know, all of a sudden, when that happens in Uganda, when something all of a sudden, just know something wrong is happening there. Okay? Either something was happening there or the guy did a supernatural. Okay? Or sacrifice to someone. Okay? Yeah. Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make, or the points I've made today. Okay? Okay? Ice cream. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Next time I'll come and tell you about pizzas. Okay? Hallelujah. As I'm what? Inspired by them. Okay? Okay? But the main point is what? Please, excel in the grace of giving. It will do you good, as the Bible says. God will bless you abundantly. You'll be enriched in every way, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you may be able to abound in every opportunity that God wants you to be involved in, as far as contributing to that cause is concerned. Glory be to God. Amen? Imagine you have all that you need. I think our extra is okugaba. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? And then bozigaba, more comes. Okay? Again, some is yours, but some is for giving away. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Have you ever been there? By the way, another thing about that money you're saving. Okay? Sometimes God, you see, you saved money which is not yours. So sometimes God is so good to you. You see, God is good. So sometimes he's so good. He doesn't want you to keep money which is not yours. Because now you're a thief. And God loves you so much. Okay? So sometimes he's very good. So sometimes he'll give you a dream on who to give money. Hallelujah. Because you see, God knows your account balance. Okay? Sometimes he knows that money is not yours, so he speaks to you in a dream. But he won't, of course, say like me that, man, you have stolen money. He'll just give you, I know, an instruction. So sometimes, actually, yes, you have kept the money because God hasn't yet told you, okay? Then God says, aha, now this is a day you have been waiting for now. Okay, wire this money. And please add transaction fees, withdrawal fees. Glory be. Because you see, that person is praying to me for 100,000. So if you send one, you know, the landlord wants 100,000. Okay, so if you send 100,000, the person is going to withdraw 95,000 or something like that. Landlord, tazi kwata. Njagala mtuajange kumi. Sagala, 95. You understand, eh? So God will tell you, please add withdrawal fees. Glory be to God. Amen? Please be excel in the, it is, you will be blessed. Okay? Here it says that, you see, A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will also be refreshed. One of the reasons why some people are not refreshed when they need to be refreshed with finances is because they also don't refresh others. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. A generous man will do what? Will prosper, because God will bless that individual. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay, please save. Eh? Okay? However, don't save more than is right. Glory be to God. You earn 100,000, 150, 130, don't save all of it waiting to open up a boutique. Hallelujah. Man, you can open up that boutique. First of all, the rent for whatever, then you have to buy the, they are called what? What's the word? Stock. Stock. This was if nothing, but customer tebaja. Tebaja, then, any issues, then before you know it, they are locking you up. So your money is lost. And you don't have something you stored up in heaven, something you sold. Lost. The person who took you there, for them, they got their commission. The brokers who identified for you the shop, for them, they got the commission. Zero. Lost. Glory be to God. So please remember, a generous man will prosper, and he who refreshes others will himself be what? Will refresh. Excel in the grace of giving, and God will bless you abundantly. Young people, okay? Carl, never forget that. Hallelujah. Never forget what? There's a blessing in giving, and many other blessings, in addition to getting financial increase. Okay, but there are some blessings which money can't buy, which God will give to you, okay, just because you are generous. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.